Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And by the way, if you didn't get your fill of George Carlin and you are downtown in Manhattan right now, he has a noon reading at the Borders on Wall Street. So get going if you want to go there. Borders at on Wall Street at noon for George Carlin. But now a call in for anyone who has voted in the past for both Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. If they go head to head, which one would you choose? Call us 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. This is pretty simple. At least the question is the choice simple for you? Odds are there are a lot of you listening right now who have this in common. You have voted for both Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton in the past. If you are undecided, please call in too. 212-433-WNYC 212-433-9692. If they had to go head to head, if you had to choose, if they go head to head, who would you choose? And if you're undecided, as I said, call in too and talk about your ambivalence. 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. What's good and bad about Hillary? What's good and bad about Rudy? As mayor, as senator, how does that predict what would be good or bad about either one? As president, 212-433-WNYC, a call in for anyone who has voted in the past for both Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, 212-433-9692. If they go head to head, which one would you choose? And while your calls are coming in, you know, it's funny to me how much coverage this Rudy Red Sox thing is getting. And I would say, as someone who follows baseball and is a Yankee fan, that there are a lot of hard questions to ask about Rudy Giuliani. I just don't think this is one of them. Ask if he is too antagonistic to be president. Somebody please ask that. Ask if he is too angry or too weird to be president, or if his health care policy or Mideast policy stink. But I can tell you, as a Yankee guy, many of the Yankee fans I know are taking the exact same position as him. I'm an American League fan. I'm rooting for the Red Sox over the Colorado Rockies. Therefore, that doesn't happen to be my position. Or they root for the team that beat the Yankees to prove their Yankees aren't so bad. I've always thought that was silly, but it's common sports fan behavior. Mayor Bloomberg has his own opinion about this.
I think that everybody has a right to express themselves when it comes to sports and to root for whomever they root for.
Way to take a position, Mike. But what's all the fuss over this? So if you want to react to the Rudy Red Sox thing, you know, there's a story in the Times today about who he's appointing, who may be considered radical to his Middle East policy advisory board. Everybody's not talking about that. They're talking about that he said he'd root for the Red Sox when once upon a time he said he would never root for the Red Sox, even if the devil inherited his body. Okay, so if they were running head-to-head, who would you choose? David in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I would definitely choose Hillary Clinton, and it is that in terms of being president.
I just want to make sure, because only people who voted for both in the past,
right,
this call-in
exactly.
Is for, right? The screener hopefully will make sure that that's all we're getting. Give me your background. Why did you vote for Rudy?
I thought he was very good on crime. I thought he was good for business. And at the time, I thought that was very reasonable, and I thought he was a very hard worker.
So why would you choose Hillary for president?
I think that Rudy turned out to be terrible for education, and he was very bad in health care in the city. And those are both very important national issues. Also, I found that he has a big temper, very mean-spirited. The issue, there are some issues with freedom of speech that I was concerned about, and I think he went too far in the city. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be a major issue in the next 8 years.
David, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Jonine on Staten Island. Did I say your name right?
Yes, sir, you did.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I voted for Rudy only out of desperation when there was not another qualified candidate for mayor. And like the caller before me, I thought he was good for crime at a time when the city was in real trouble. I voted for Hillary because I didn't think Lazio was a viable candidate. They didn't really put anybody up against her. And I'm afraid of Rudy as president. I really think that he's got a narrow view of society and the world. And as you said, he's angry, he's aggressive, he's self-centered. And I think at the heart of things, he's a fascist. I think the Carrick thing proves that.
But you don't care that he's rooting for the Red Sox in the World Series?
No, I'm a Mets fan.
Oh, okay. So pox in all their houses, right?
Yes, exactly.
Janine, thank you very much. Bill in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how's it going?
All right.
Thank you for taking my call.
You voted for Rudy?
Yes, I did.
And for Hillary?
That's right.
Why in each case at the time?
Depends what you want them for. Rudy likes to fight, and he's a good guy in a crisis. Hillary, however, has a better eye for fixing things. You know, with the health care and trying to get more money from New York for upstate, especially after September 11th, if you think the world is going to be a rougher place next year, more crisis-ridden, Rudy might be the better bet if we really have to restore our national priorities to domestically and hopefully keep a low profile abroad. Hillary would be the better pick.
So you're still undecided? You want to see what the situation is as Election Day comes closer?
The situation next year is going to say a lot about how I cast my vote because, quite frankly, you're never going to find a perfect president.
And your choice between did I miss it? Did you say who your choice between the two of them is?
It depends what kind of problems you think we're going to be facing. If the next 4 years are going to be very crisis-ridden, full of emergencies, Rudy would probably be the better man for the job. If we're going to restore our national strength, get health care and education in order, Hillary's the better pick.
All right, Bill. Bill in Jackson Heights, ready to be a political analyst. Or maybe a politician yourself, Bill.
I don't think so. I think I'll stick to writing the stuff up on the web.
Thanks a lot for your call. Okay, now, some of our callers, maybe I didn't make myself clear, but a lot of people are still calling in and we're having to bump you, just saying who you prefer between the two. This is for people who have actually voted in the past for Rudy Giuliani for mayor and for Hillary Clinton for senator. That limits our pool to people who live or have lived at those times in New York City and have had the opportunity to vote for both and have actually voted for Rudy for mayor and actually voted for Hillary in the past. In that case, if they go head-to-head next year, who would you choose? Barbara in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
You voted for... Give me your background. Why'd you vote for Rudy for mayor?
Because he gave me a double fare zone. He got rid of my two fares.
Okay. And why'd you vote for Hillary?
I vote for Hillary because I'm a Democrat all the way.
So your choice is clear because the federal government isn't going to give you a two-fare zone.
No. And Ruth has been lying through his teeth right up to the baseball incident.
All right. Thank you very much. Here's the thing, by the way, even though I think it's silly. Where is it? I had it a minute ago. Well, all right. I'm going to take another call. Then I'm going to find that Rudy quote from July where he said he'd never root for the Red Sox. D on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi.
So you voted for Rudy for mayor.
I'm trying to think why. I always considered myself an independent before this administration.
Were you for Staten Island secession in 1993 when he won? Because that drove
I've always been in New York. As someone said, imagine going to bed and waking up and finding yourself a Staten Islander and not a New Yorker.
I've always been
a New Yorker.
Good. Well, that was one of the political analyses of the time that people forget, that the Staten Island secession movement so drove out a pro-Republican vote that in that very close election between Giuliani and Dinkins in 93, that may have even tipped it. So since you're from Staten Island, I was asking.
I don't find him to be a cultured human being, having Bloomberg in office. He was going to close down a whole museum because he didn't like the...
The one piece of art.
Yeah, even though it had... He didn't seem to understand.
Careful, because George Carlin couldn't say the word on the air, and neither can you, about that.
No, but he...
material.
Yes. And he was always afraid to speak to the black community. He thought somehow that they'd turn against him or something like that. There were many things, but our current mayor seems to solve problems and doesn't get involved in that too much. And he's a cultured man, and I respect that.
Dee, thank you very much. Dee for Hillary. Fred and Muncie, you're on WNYC. Hi, Fred.
Hi. I voted for Rudy for mayor, and I voted for Hillary for Senate because there was no other candidate that had any competence or any ability like Hillary had. But I would vote for Rudy for president. There's only one issue, as I see it, and that's survival. And if we don't defeat the Islamo-fascists, all of the rest of it, the education, Social Security, Medicare, all of that will go down through the board. And while I think that Hillary is tough, tougher than most people give her credit for, I think she can get away from the shackles of the Democratic Party, whose real position is to win elections rather than win for America. Rudy, as a prosecutor and as a law and order person, is someone who understands that you have to defeat the enemy. And just as an aside, as I was watching, you know, the war on Channel 13 last night, the amount of innocent civilian casualties, French, German, Russian, was enormous. And that still did not stop us from bombing or from, you know, leveling towns.
That's
because we knew we had to win.
Ken Burns, The War About World War II, of course, you're talking about. And Fred, thank you very much. Here's that reference from today's Daily News. Last July, the Providence Journal asked the former mayor this fateful question. If the devil said you can be president if you become a Red Sox fan, would you do it? Quote from Giuliani, I'm a Yankee fan. I always believe it's a sign of my being straight with people about not wanting to fool them, that I was one of the first mayors to be willing to say I was a Yankee fan, unquote. So he actually linked it to his character qualifications to be president. I always believe it's a sign of my being straight with people about not wanting to fool them that I was one of the first mayors to be willing to say I was a Yankee fan. So now, rooting for Boston in the World Series with the New Hampshire primary at stake, leading people to say, aha, a lot of Boston fans in New Hampshire, that's why he's taking this position now. He's weaseling out of his statement in July, but you know what? At least half the Yankee fans are doing the same thing. Personally, I like the Rockies. Cheryl in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I voted for Giuliani for mayor, and I've always been a strict Democrat because at the time the city was a mess. There were a lot of drive-by shootings. The real estate situation was going downhill very quickly. And Dinkins was mayor at the time, if you remember, and he was a very good guy, but the city was falling apart. And Giuliani seemed to be fearless in that he was going to tackle quality of life issues, which he did. But subsequently, he showed himself to be very divisive and to cause a lot of racial problems, and I think got very, megalomaniacal. And I voted for Hillary.
That was good. It takes courage to try to say megalomaniacal on the radio.
I attempted. I managed it, right?
You did. You did. On the second shot.
So I think, and he's shown himself to
be... You got a mulligan, as they once said about Bill.
And I think it's dangerous, the quality of the president. I think he was great in his first term of mayor, but he did cause a lot of problems. He was very bombastic. I think Hillary is very schooled. I think she's drawing attention to the right issues. I'm afraid what Giuliani would do with Norman Podhoretz advising him on what to do in the Middle East. I think that would be really, really, really scary.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Jackie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I voted for Giuliani for almost exactly the same reasons that the prior caller outlined. But as president, it's a completely different skill set. And his views on constitutional issues and foreign policy and his temperament, I think, make him completely unsuitable. And Chris Rock once described him as being like a pit bull and said that he's good in a crisis, but if you don't watch him, he might eat your children.
It's good that you brought it back to Chris Rock. He came up in the George Carlin segment. I didn't think he was going to come up in this segment, but you've managed to tie the whole hour together, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. So, therefore, there is nowhere left to go, and we will end it there with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific call-in poll for people who have voted for Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton in the past. Thanks for all your calls. Nuala McGovern is the executive producer of this program. with Jim Colgan, Lisa Allison, and Priya George. That's Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. Don't forget our crowdsourcing project, which is still underway, which is called Hillary Rudy Money. We're inviting you to go through our website to their Federal Election Commission filings, root around, and post what you find that's interesting, unusual, or funny. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for our Hillary Rudy Money group journalism project. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.